Good morning, my dove. How are you feeling? Ah, it seems I was right. I had debated about whether to bind you to the chair while you were still asleep, but I was afraid you might panic when you woke. It appears my fears were not unfounded. You may have a bit of a crick in your neck, but I can always rub it for you, if you'd like. Oh, now, my dear. Surely you don't mean that. It's all right, my precious dove. It's all right. It's me. Don't you remember? It's me, Mirabelle. I'm here. Oof, goodness. I would have never thought I'd hear such harsh words from you, my dove. No, this isn't like you. It must just be the lingering effects of the drug. Yes, that must be it. Don't worry. Once it fully wears off, you'll be released from that haze of fear, and you'll realize that this was all meant to be. Now, my precious. Here, let me wipe those tears away. Shh. Don't worry. As long as I'm here, you'll never want for anything. Ow! Did you? You just tried to bite me. Naughty little bird. I won't have such violence from my little dove. Hmm? What was that? Rather hard to sing, isn't it? With my fingers wrapped around that throat. Now, let this be a warning, my dear. While your spirit is admirable, even beneficial in our business, I will not tolerate disobedience. On stage or off, my little dove will awe. Is that clear? Good. That's it. Breathe. Here, let me get you some water. Hold still. There. Oh, careful, my dear. Slowly now. You'll choke if you go too fast. Though, I suppose I can't blame you. You must be parched from the journey. Perhaps in a bit. Let's let that first glass settle before you have any more. Let me see your neck, my dove. Tilt your head to the side. Good boy. There may be a bruise or two. Don't worry. It's nothing a touch of makeup won't fix. I'm sorry, my dove, but what else could I do? Please, I beg you, don't force me to be cruel to you. Nothing brings me greater pain than seeing you in distress. As much as I'd love to tell you, I'm afraid that's one secret I can't reveal. Perhaps one day, if you gain my trust. But for now, where we are must remain a mystery. Suffice to say, this is where I rehearse. Or rather, where we will rehearse. Now that I have you by my side, I can expand my repertoire even further. Together, we will perform more tricks than ever before, bigger and grander than one can believe.
Together, we will bring the world to its knees.
On the contrary, my dove, I can hardly find the words to describe you. Your breathtaking looks, your keen mind, your aura of innocence, and that little spark in your eyes, that touch of rebellion. The instant you stepped into the spotlight back at the show, it was like someone had shoved a dagger between my ribs, aiming straight for my heart. I knew, then and there, that I would die without you. And when I saw you performing, slipping so effortlessly into your role, it only confirms for me. It was destiny. Now, all that remains is for you to forget all you knew. Forget your old life, spread your wings, and take the plunge with me into the abyss of the future. Think of how exhilarating it will be, hurtling towards the unknown, wrapped in each other's arms. Together, we can make people believe in magic once again. My dove, how can you say that? It hurts me, my dear. After everything I've done to help you hear destiny's call, everything I've done to bring us together, I truly hope that you'd see the light on your own, but it would seem you leave me no choice. I confess, my dove, binding you to this chair wasn't just to prevent you escaping. It's going to be part of one of our tricks. Yes, our first trick together, as a pair. It's called the Seance. Indeed. You've heard of Houdini, I assume. Most know of his illustrious career in magic, but few know that he hated mediums with a burning passion. He spent the latter half of his career in a full-on war against them, hell-bent on debunking them as frauds and charlatans. In this trick, we'll create the illusion of a seance, with all manner of flying objects and smoke and lights. A cheeky nod to good old Harry. But it all begins with you, my dear. We'll have the stage set exactly like this. A chair in the center, a few lamps and things sitting around. You'll step out of the wings, striding over to the center stage. And then, with this pendant, I'll put you in a trance. That's right. A few simple words, a snap of my fingers, and you'll fall into a deep sleep. And while you're under, you'll obey every single command that I give you. Then there's no harm in trying, is there? Just let me place this pendant before your eyes, and with a flick of my wrist, it slowly starts to swing back and forth. Watch the pendant, my dear. Watch it swing back and forth. Yes, it's captivating, isn't it? The way the light reflects off the crystal, turning 1,000 different colors. Keep watching. Look at it as it swings slowly, rhythmically, back and forth, back and forth. What's this? Squeezing your eyes shut, my dove? Why bother with that? Unless, is there something you're afraid of? Afraid, perhaps, that it might actually work. You can try to shut your eyes, my dear, but I'm afraid it's useless. No matter what you do, you can't block out the soft, soothing sound of my voice. Yes, that's right. My voice and my words. Let my whispers fill your ears. No matter how hard you try to ignore it, my voice is all you can hear. Seeping in through. Let it fill your mind, pushing out all the other thoughts. Your mind is empty, save for my words. But you don't mind, do you? All you want to do is keep listening. Yes, that's it. Listen to me, my dear. Listen and obey. Now. Good boy. Let your eyes focus on the pendant once again. Keep watching, listening to my words. Back and forth, back and forth. Watch how it shimmers, the glittering colors drawing you in. You can't resist. You don't want to resist. You just want to keep watching, keep staring as it swings back and forth, back and forth. Yes, that's it. Feel your eyes growing heavy. Your body relaxing. Let all your stress and tension simply melt away as you surrender to my power. Your mind is completely blank, save for my voice. You can barely keep your eyes open as you start to sing. Yes, sinking down deeper and deeper. Sink for me, my dear. Sink and surrender. Yes. Surrender. awake. Welcome back, my dove. How do you feel? Much better, I'm sure, now that those restraints are gone. True, they left a mark or two. Oh, I wish you hadn't struggled so hard. Not to worry. I'll tend them later. Oh, look at that look of confusion. You're absolutely precious, my dove. Remarkable, isn't it? The power of the subconscious. While you were asleep, I took the opportunity to plant a few little suggestions in your mind. The first of which being, you can't run away. Try to run, and you'll find you can't get more than a step or two out of my sight before my trance takes hold, freezing you where you stand. Oh, no, 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 my dove. No more tears. There. Isn't this better? Me gently wiping your tears with no threats or violence. At last, I can stroke these soft cheeks. Run my thumb along those delicate, perfect lips. You'll grow to love my touch. I promise. Or perhaps you enjoy it already. Oh, my dove. You were truly beyond compare. For now, you'll remain under my spell while my triggers teach you how to behave. But eventually, you'll realize the truth. Eventually, you'll realize that we were meant to be. Oh, I can't tell you how much I long for that day. Now, I have a few more things to set up before we can begin rehearsal in earnest. In the meantime, why don't you get some rest? My little dove deserves to be in tip-top shape for his debut. Let me show you to your bed. There. Lie down. Yes. Good boy. Rest well, my dove. Rest well.